Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
We are just a few days away from the launch of the healthcare exchanges that are being implemented under the Affordable Care Act, and a lot has been said about what the law will do to existing health coverage. Some employers have announced changes to the kind of insurance they'll offer, and some have said they're going to reduce worker hours to below 30 hours a week so they don't have to offer coverage as the law requires. But one big employer is going in the opposite direction. The Cumberland Gulf Group, which owns the Cumberland Farms convenience store chain as well as Gulf Oil, is going to add hours for some of its employees and start giving them health insurance. John McMahon is Chief Human Resource Officer at the Cumberland Gulf Group, and he's with us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, why are you doing this?
Well, yes, that's a great question. A number of reasons, but first and foremost is really around, we want to get people to know out there what a great place Cumberland Farms and Gulf Oil are to work. And we have a very strong people-first attitude that we've woven into the fabric of the business at this point in time. And you know, we're telling people, basically, if you want to join us, you'll be joining a team. You'll be joining as a member of a team. You'll be treated as such. And so the benefits offering is certainly a part of that equation.
Well, that sounds nice, but it's going to cost you, I assume.
Yes, it will cost us. So it's going to cost us somewhere in a neighborhood of an additional 10% of our existing costs for health and dental coverage at this point in time.
And it's worth it to you to add that cost, what, for recruitment or retention?
It's worth it in a number of planes here. We have the opportunity to really differentiate ourselves in the marketplace. It's a good business decision, but it's also the right thing to do. And we think that that differentiates us from the rest of the competition out there right now.
Well, tell us exactly what you're going to be doing, because as we know, if the employee works less than 30 hours under the new law, you don't have to provide them with health insurance, depending on the size of the business, that is. Mm-hmm. But what exactly are you going to do? You're just going to increase everybody's hours?
So what we've basically done is we've looked at our scheduling and we looked at how we can convert part-time to full-time and still run the business effectively. Now, to that end, we took in the past, we had before this move, we had 4,400 part-time employees and 3,000 full-time. With the shift, we moved to 3,300 part-time and now 41 full-time. And the business rationale behind this is really to get the kind of people who are committed, dedicated, and part of the organization, part of the team, which will result in better customer experience, which translates into bottom line performance and improvement.
How long do most people stay employed? Most of your employees stick around at Cumberland Farms or Gulf Oil?
Well, it's interesting. The full-timers, and that's a great segue into this point, the full-timers turn over somewhere between 15 and 20%, whereas the part-timers are now somewhere in the 70% range. Hmm. So that 70% has also been decreased with a number of different initiatives to create a better environment for the employees from 90 down to the 70. So we're making big improvements already. We're not satisfied. We're going to continue to drive that turnover down.
But when you say it is a business decision, I assume that is then because it probably costs you a lot of money and time and resources to train new people when you lose your workforce.
Without a doubt. I mean, in addition to the back end of the value chain of getting the better customer experience and the bottom line impact, we're also saving money in terms of recruitment costs, which every time, so if we're running 70% turnover, the cost of that to replace those employees is a significant number. And training is also, we can't just put people in the store. They get 40-something hours just to get them up and trained. So that's another big investment that we would like to, you know, slow down a bit.
As you know, you are really the exception and not the rule here. Why do you think so many other companies have gone completely the other direction? They're either reducing the number of hours that people work so they don't have to provide insurance, or as we've seen in recent days, there are a number of companies that are deciding instead of having people on their company health insurance plan, they'll just give people a pot of money they can go out and buy it themselves.
Well, you know, the real difference has been, you know, I can't speak to what other people are doing, quite frankly. Everybody has to make their own decision. Our decision was really made to move from part-time to full-time because we'd get better engaged employees a couple of years ago. We're just accelerating that at this point in time. And we believe that, you know, our strategy is sound and that the return on investment will be strong because we're doing this.
when you were sitting around the conference room table, did anybody say, you know, I don't know about this idea. It might cost us a lot of money.
Yeah, sure they did. We always have to look at what the cost is. I mean, that's just being good business people, and we did that. But we strongly believe that the cost up front will be minimal compared to the return on investment we'll get in the longer run.
Do you expect other companies to follow your lead?
Not sure. And, you know, again, I can't speak to what they're going to do. I wish them all well, but I know we're very focused. We're committed to making this the best place to work that we can. And we believe this is the cornerstone of doing that.
Beyond this change, are there any other things that the Cumberland Gulf Group is going to have to do differently as a result of the Affordable Care Act?
I mean, we'll have to comply, obviously, with the things that come in, and they are being phased in over a period of time. And as they do, we will comply. I mean, right now, the one that we are in compliance with is the covering children, I guess you will, up to the age of 26. Other than that, nothing else has kicked in. There are a number of new rules and regs coming out for 2014, and you know we will comply with that. But I really want to differentiate between ACA compliance and our company strategy is really around people. And this just happens to be that they're coinciding, but that's not why we're doing what we're doing.
Well, John McMahon, Chief Human Resource Officer at the Cumberland Gulf Group, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.